Just a heads up, this episode includes explicit language in a song. If you want to listen to a clean version of the episode, please visit weliveheresho. Thanks. What do you do when you get so angry that the emotion overtakes you? When injustice sparks a fire that won't die down? For artists during the Ferguson Uprising, their craft offered them a way to make sense of Michael Brown Jr.'s senseless killing. They used lyrics, poems, paints, and beats to document and process what was happening around them. And their art helped others in and outside the movement understand this moment in time. I'm Chad Davis. This is We Live Here 10 years after the Ferguson Uprising. In this special edition of the podcast, we'll hear songs, poems, and a play from St. Louis-based artists who 10 years later are still reflecting on how Ferguson changed them and their art.
In October of 2015, artists from all over the nation came here to study the Ferguson Effect in a project called Every 28 Hours, the 1 Minute Play Festival. I participated as a performer and took on the challenge to write a 1 minute play. I am Basmeen. I am the writer of Stay Out Them Streets, and I'm the mother.
My name is Terry Bennett. I am a writer and poet in St. Louis, Missouri, and I will be reading the part of the daughter.
Mama, you okay? We saw it on TV. It looks like a war zone.
I'm okay, baby. And it is a war zone. I watched this all over the country on TV when I was growing up, but it never happened here.
Mama, it's dangerous. Stay out them streets.
You know your mama, and I can't not be out there. God always has me where God would have me be.
You could get hurt. Mama, so what's really going on?
We've talked about this, my love. Dehumanization of our people is centuries old. That rage embedded in genetic code finally ripped the scab off our festering wound and gave this country a heart attack. Folks woke up, took to the streets. No justice, no peace. The world is watching, gotta do something. We can't go back.
I love you, Mama. Please, stay out them streets.
This was an actual conversation with my daughter. So it's condensed to a great deal and certainly cleaned up for public audiences. But this was an actual conversation. And yes, I was committed. I could not be out there after watching that child lay in the street for 4.5 hours. And all that went on, you had to respond in some kind of way. It was a really organic response. There was nobody that went around and organized people to get out there. Once they got out there, a lot of people just learned by doing. And it was a profound time that seems to have changed many lives. A decade ago, you know, really feeling loved and seen by the young people. And it's interesting because you don't know everyone's name, but you recognize those that you've seen out there before. And it was embraced more like community than anything I had seen here in St. Louis. And it gave a lot of hope that we were moving toward a more unified, respectful, beloved community. Then we've kind of faltered from some of that, but there were seeds planted in 2014 that now start to come to fruition.
My name is Lillian Gardner. I am a visual artist, poet, musician, and dancer, and my poem is called Ode to Humanity. Where is your humanity? Tipping the scales of justice, hiding in the shadows of freedom, boldly parading around for all to see. Mind over matter, heart over mind over yours, yours over mine. Where do we draw the line? When I was younger, I used to dream with my eyes open, but they became lost in the haze of this chosen reality. If we move against the sand, capturing a moment of time, are these not our people calling from the shoreline? Kites slowly shifting through the sky, bringing tears to heaven's eyes. I saw the world unravel, becoming more fragile, the peace is dismantled. No one ever wins when you're burning both ends of the candle. How will you stand when the whole world is watching? Will you give up your humanity, heart beating rapidly, speaking for justice on graveled feet, yet over time has you grappling, shaking the ground, resisting moral gravity, carrying on and becoming more quiet gradually, because supporting someone else's human rights don't apply to me? Are you becoming your words, with heated breath fueling the silence, drinking all the violin, spitting out more violence? Time doesn't heal all wounds, so I made a call to action. Will you embrace your humanity, a guiding light with more than good intention, to move with purpose, breaking the glass of division? And we dare to dream loudly with our eyes open, tearing the blindfold at the seams. If you don't see color, you don't see me. Our worth was never for the world to determine, moving with a purpose only love can preserve us. Switching hands, I felt the world differently, reaching beyond the search of inner peace. And if the river-filled skies guides us along the way, finding our center, then maybe we could build Jupiter together. Ode to Humanity kind of focus, just kind of reflecting on where we are, where I feel like we are in the world. The last line, Jupiter, kind of alludes to, does time, you know, heal all wounds? But it doesn't. Healing requires like action, effort, dedication and growth and time. And so it's kind of playing along with the question, you know, do we have enough to reverse the damage that we've done, not only to the earth itself, but humanity, us as people? And if Jupiter's something that we can create and start anew, which symbolizes growth and healing as well, and understanding.
For me, music has always been it's been my wielded tool of self-expression. It's always been my sword. And I use the word sword very intentionally. Whether I'm fighting like personal things mentally, you know what I'm saying? Or I feel like I'm being attacked by the world. I am Mastermind, and this is my song, Halal.
Shit is sicker than my niggas picker than straight hopping them fences. Five over pretentious. They get disowned and they try to pretend shit. All we need is a conversation, a condemnation. I ain't really trying to be impatient, but you're too confused when we seeing the same shit. I can care about my future, still bless my future. Get that black activist house to the boom. Legalized shooters, rapping some books in my hook, keep them tutors. Public schools got us fucking food. DC straight at all commuters. Unless you get a book by the foreign recruiters. Lord. So sick and tired of being a fucking loser. We just want books and a new computer. News for looters, don't confuse the looters. From Ferguson to Flint, Michigan. Tell them we ain't finna miss again. Fighting with a fist against the wind. No attendant chain of a Zimmerman. Lord knows. Don't bring a poke on my fork. I cannot stomach the ass.
When we got the news about Mike Brown being slain out in Ferguson, the days began to just dwindle and just get flipped upside down. And it was pretty wild, right? And so, like, for somebody like me, this was my ability to I can't even say to cool my rage, but like to channel my fire and to tend to it. Because just because you are in a scenario to where you, if you were to use your fire in a different type of way, it might burn down everything around you, does not mean that you should not be wielding that fire. So that was my ability to like make sure I stayed in touch with the anger, make sure I stayed in touch with the hurt, and find a way to direct it so I'm just not swallowing that fire. And still to this day, it's don't put no pork on my fork. I cannot stomach it.
We'll be back after the break.
Thanks for listening to We Live Here, 10 years after the Ferguson uprising. If you like what you hear, we have more great content on our website, stlpr.org. While you're there, you can catch up on the news and listen to more podcasts like The Gateway, Politically Speaking, and St. Louis on the Air. We also have music. Listen to our classical and jazz streams along with archived episodes of The Next Set from Jazz St. Louis at stlpr.org.
And we're back with music and poems inspired by the 10 years since the Ferguson uprising.
When we think about our ancestors, or we think about our living elders, one of the things that they always talk about are the songs, the gatherings, the cooking, the food, the things that enrich one's spirit, the things that give you a place to rest, but also the celebration of the things that cannot be taken from us. That oppression, that struggle, that racism, that sexism, homophobia, classism. No matter how bad it gets, we still have ourselves. We still have the things that make us us, that make us humane, that is allowed humanity to continue since time immemorial, right? It wasn't the material things that we have. It wasn't things that can be held in your hands, but it's the spirit, it's the energy, it's the optimism, it's the joy. And so the idea from this poem is just understanding how can you connect to that joyful place in the midst of unjoyous times. I am Paisha Elaine. I am a word artist, and this is my untitled poem. She sprang from a soil from which she was not seated. Her parts scattered on the wind, coming to rest in a place foreign where rest was foreign. Still, she tried to find joy in the crevices where the sunlight poured in, counting it all joy. Thinking, can it be this canopy, this cacophony of monstrosities that blocks and covers its oppression resting under but also hovers above her would allow her to crow? The spirit in the trees, the whispers on the breeze, told stories to this little girl who lived on the forest floor, said, find peace in the summer storm, shelter in the raining down, refuse to fear but delight in the sound of thunderclaps, for up under that rumble intention is the power of invention. It is energy standing against all opposition. It's a kinship with revolutionary wind strength that says grow in resistance, even if you don't know how. Trust the process. Know that you are guided, that finding joy in the struggle is how you set the environment alight. It's how you fight with your life's gifts, refuse to move with even a slight bend. So she made her back straight,
resolve strong. Freedom at hand, fist closed, heart open. Learning the ways of the land, the river bends and hilly features, where to sit and when to stand, the curious rhythms of its creatures, counting it all joy, the fight to survive, itself a liberation. Ear pressed to the wind, listening to the spirit in the trees, breezes whispering of the ones from before, the times before, whose songs and chants and ancestral dance, their hops to the rhythm and optimism, were the spear and the heart that turned the tide. Those who too sprang from this land, in this soil, from which they were not seeded. So she smiled and reveled in the knowing that in spite of the condition, she is still growing, still holding tightly to the seedlings of her youth while firmly resisting the decimation of her roots, collecting all the scattered parts of herself, the joy and pain sprouting her whole. I teach my daughter, I teach the young people that I work with, is that no matter how hard things get, there are always, always, always things to celebrate. That joy and that celebration, that's the thing that we're fighting for. That's the thing that keeps us humane. That's the thing that moves humanity forward.
My name is Shiraz Gorman. I'm a St. Louis-based writer and poet, native of St. Louis, North St. Louis specifically. This poem is titled Stillness. My eyes have seen the coming of the shattering. Ain't no replacement therapy for this heat coming in waves. Farewell to what used to be, children. Sit still in the mess you've made in your mind. Connect the dots to what's living outside of you that contributes to the parasite dwelling within. Cleanse. Yet not in the way you think. Yes, it's all in the way you think. Have you stopped to think? Or have you detached? Or are you panicking, hyperventilating while your soul screams for peace from the noise? Pause the negative tape. Rewind to the purest form of yourself, then record. This story has multiple arcs. My eyes have seen it all happening. We are moving images animated by breath and flesh, time traveling, splitting the difference, split by difference, indoctrinated and detoxing, programmed and raging, caught in an existence where we feel everything and nothing at all, attempting to numb the sting of being ourselves amongst people who think too highly of their own opinions. Spirit whispered to me, let silence be the mirror and watch them break. Allow the wind to take them and you go on about your business. Characters come in and out. This is the gift that time gives. So be still, children. Everything is and ain't what it seems. Even the trees hold secrets. Breathe and be still. I braced myself for the 10-year remembrance and acknowledgement of the killing of Michael Brown Jr. because it still feels so incredibly fresh, and it feels like it has gotten so bad in society now. So this particular poem, Stillness, is a part of a suite of poems titled The Influence of Time. And it felt like this poem wrote itself because it rushed into me in a very interesting kind of way, where I felt like I was having a conversation with myself. But also, I felt as though that I was saying things that I wanted to say to people around me. Sit with yourself and locate your feelings. I think that's what I was saying to myself and what I wanted to express to others, is to really get present
a lot of us want to be the victim, even if we don't, like, in the forefront of our minds want it, you know, when there are problems going on, it's just kind of easier to cast blame on an outside force, because that kind of in some ways frees us of the obligation to take responsibility for whatever part we played in the situation that we're in. And so, you know, if something is going on and whatnot, you can think about it from the perspective of this happened to me and it's horrible, or you could think of it from the perspective of this happened to me, it's horrible, and now what am I going to do about it? And so it's more about being more solution oriented. I'm Brandon Lewis with the St. Louis Story Stitches. I am the Youth Artistic Coordinator, also a leading artist and longtime youth council member.
I'm Emira Burns. I'm the Youth Recruitment and Engagement Specialist, also an artist and mentor at St. Louis Story Stitchers. And this is our song, Victor, Not Victim.
Perception.
Your perception.
Yeah.
Always be out.
I could complain, but that ain't really my motto. Where I'm from, we do what we gotta. To survive, you got too much pride, better swallow. Ain't talk about pills or a bottle. See many people lose purpose all over a bottle. Keeping up with a bravado. Mentally, I'm in a cage. I just want my name to mean something. Go give me a bravo. Applause for me, I give all of me in this art that's deep in my arteries. It's a part of me and part of me. Outgrowing people who stood tall on me ain't as tall as me. Taking care of myself and to sell you and call on me. Same ones who wouldn't take the fall for me. Same ones who try to come fall on me. Peel back the layers and see I'm approaching. Keep on battling all these emotions. Thoughts in my mind, y'all ain't got no motion. I'll be alright by this time in the morning. Always to see you ain't pitching me going. Y'all are not me and right now it's showing. I went from broke, no hair on the stove, to dark the road and made it a rose.
Your perspective, your perception ain't reality. It's that victor, not victim, that's the mentality. That's how I vibe and now I walk through this society. Even through all the trials and tests that be trying me. I've been working on my health though. Nothing wrong with mental health goals. Say the health is where the wealth grow. Call that the mental health flow. Feel better lands for real. Can you see it? Can you feel? I'm knowing what's feeling to heal. Self-care I'm in the field. From mental health to mental wealth. From victim to victor, gon' help myself. From mental health to mental wealth. From victim to victor, gon' help myself.
This world is crazy and wild, like what's going on in my mind? So many doubters, so many haters, that the good ones be hard to find. Some people would just wanna complain. As in myself, I stay on the grind, trying to get out of the dark and go my way into the light and watch as I shine.
I believe the song definitely touches on a more personal level of overcoming. It starts with you. You gotta be able to, you know, walk it out and heal. And so that you can help others, you know what I'm saying? So that we can help each other.
This episode was produced by Aula Kuziz
and edited by Emily Woodbury,
with audio mixing and podcast design by Greg Montanue.
Chris Husted is our executive producer.
Our theme music was inspired by Cassie Morgan and remixed by Mastermind. We Live Here is a production of St. Louis Public Radio in collaboration with the Midwest Newsroom. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next week.